we all have a relatively fair amount of freedom. Freedom to choose when to eat and sleep, freedoms that we all take for granted. But making a life choice and commitment to your country can take away even those basic freedoms. Alex Johnson here, and today we're going to talk about crossing boundaries. Our guest today has served an honorable 4 years in the United States Naval Forces.
When I was growing up, I think I had a pretty terrific life. Going to high school, I didn't really answer to my mother. She was a single parent. We just knew what was expected of us, and we did it. She didn't have too much to say about it. She never picked up report cards or asked us for them. We always got our own report cards and we signed them. We did fine. We, you know, everyone graduated. So I think, you know, I had a pretty cush kind of teenage years.
So it really sounds to me like, I mean, you had a lot of freedoms in with like a normal American life, you know? I mean, like, in contrast to like military life, was it like hard to adjust at first, or?
Yes, because all through my teenage years, I really didn't have to answer to my mother about much. I just did what I wanted to do, basically, as long as I didn't get in any trouble or cause any uproars, everything was good. And then when you go into military life, you have someone telling you what to do every minute of every day. So it was a big change. Life was very different. When I first joined the services, going to boot camp, I wasn't used to someone telling me when I could eat, sleep, smoke a cigarette, change my clothes, or do anything. So that was a big change to get used to someone orchestrating your whole life. Once I was out of boot camp, I went to school. School was great, a little bit more freedom. However, I wasn't used to room inspections and having to have your clothes folded a certain way or just answering to people in general. After school, I was stationed on the USS Jason out of Hawaii. Getting used to living on a ship with many people in small quarters was a big transition. Just learning to deal with other people's habits and personalities was a big plus.
So, during the time that you were in the United States Naval Forces, were there any places that you were stationed at or visited that were culturally different from that of Philadelphia?
While I was living in Hawaii, I was exposed to different types of food as well as different traditions, and I learned some Hawaiian words. A lot of the dishes were either pork or fish. They were really good. I wasn't used to eating a lot of fish, which was good for me. Some of the dishes that I tried were made with coconut and pineapple, which I wasn't used to eating as well. Going to a luau was great. I had never seen Hawaiian dance or heard traditional Hawaiian music, so that was a big difference. Hawaiian music and dance, it usually tells a story, whereas I was used to some music telling a story, but we just danced the dance. There was really no meaning behind it, so that was different. I learned a few Hawaiian words, which I can't repeat. There are only about 12 or 13 letters in the Hawaiian alphabet. I can't remember which 12 or 13, where we have 26. I also visited the Philippine island, and I was so surprised to see that the food that was sold on the streets. I was told that some of the food that appeared to be meat may be cat or dog. I never tried it, so I don't know for sure. There was children on the street that were very poor that sold candy or flowers that they took from the cemetery. I had seen people beg on the streets of Philadelphia, however, to see small children begging was heartbreaking because they should have been in school.
So, are there any other places that you went where you kind of had to cross cultural boundaries or obstacles?
The first time I went to Mexico, I had problems communicating with the local merchants. I spoke no Spanish, and they appeared to speak no English. However, with lots of gesturing and acting out what I was trying to say, somehow it all worked out. I had a hard time figuring out the conversion of money in Mexico as well as in Singapore and Hong Kong. I don't know how I figured it out, don't really remember, but it all seemed to work out in the end.
So you mentioned Singapore and Hong Kong. Did you have to face those kinds of same cultural boundaries there too?
In Singapore, I don't remember it being such a language boundary. I remember going to the McDonald's in Singapore, and we ordered, and there was no language problem. However, the food did not taste the same as the McDonald's here. I don't know why. Maybe it's a they make the food a little different just for the people there. We also went to Burger King, and the food was not the same. But I don't really recall a language boundary. There was problems, just trying to figure out the money.
So, how have these experiences affected your life?
Being in the military and getting to travel and experience different cultures has made me more open-minded about people. I've been to Singapore, Hong Kong, the Philippines, California, Hawaii, Guam, Diego Garcia, Madagascar. I can't remember where else, but those are some of the places that I've been. I believe I am more tolerant to other races and their traditions just by seeing how different people live and how they interact. I think I'm a lot more willing to step outside of my comfort zone and experience new things. Just being in the military and living on board a ship for 4 years in tight quarters, I believe you really get to be more tolerant of others and just accept people for who they are, no matter what the differences are. I got to meet so many new people from all walks of life, and it's changed my views of people and the whole world in general.
So, having experienced all of this, and now that you have a son, what are your hopes for your son, and like what do you hope for him to do to, go that extra mile, to step outside of his boundaries and to go out, and experience other cultures?
My hopes for my son is that he continues to be a global citizen. He's been to Canada, in Montreal on the French side, and that was such a blast for him just to get to know a different culture and see things in a new light other than Philadelphia. My sister and I was hoping to take him to Mexico because he's been studying Spanish for so long. However, no one's heard him speak a word in Spanish, and I'm not going to waste my money on someone that's not investing in themselves. So hopefully, whenever I see something that reflects all of this time that he's spent learning this language, you know, we can take him to Mexico, and that would be another experience for him. I just hope that he continues to want to travel and see what else is out there in the world and to learn new things. And we'll see what happens.
I think a lot of people today underestimate the freedom they have. And not only that, but the source of that freedom. The cost that is paid by millions of citizens serving in our military. I ask of you to think long and hard about whether or not you could live being told exactly what to do and how to do it. A big thank you goes out to all of our forces, both active and reserve. For your commitment and perseverance, we honor you. Thanks for tuning in this week. Come back next week for more great stories.